years ago, people making this stuff out of wash pot full. They'd leach off the husk of the corn and just make a pot full of this stuff. Some people use the lye.
So,
and this is very common food, starchy food, Chinese, eat a lot of it.
Rice.
What would you call alcohol that's made in stills, illegal stills?
Homebrew. Whiskey, I don't know.
You know moonshine?
Moonshine, yes.
What about white lightning?
Yes, white lightning.
Have you ever heard the word shinny used that way?
No.
This verb is something that's cooking and it makes an impression on the nose. You might say, just like that.
Smell that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call this stuff that, I'm going to shut that down.
Okay.
This stuff that you might pour on pancakes.
Syrup.
Yeah. Is there anything similar to that?
Molasses.
Is there a difference to you?
Yes. Molasses, I think I was being very, very thick and sweet. Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
Okay. This adjective, if I'm talking about a belt I have that's made of leather, pure leather, I might say, well, now this is an imitation leather. This is
real leather, genuine leather.
What about sugar that before it was so prepackaged like it is nowadays, it was sold right out of the barrel and out of the scoop? How would you say that was being sold?
I don't know.
Okay, it's pronunciation. How would you say the word B-U-L-K?
Bulk.
And this is a sweet spread that you might put on hot buttered toast.
Jelly or jam.
Okay. And you would have shakers for these.
Salt and pepper.
Okay, so if you were pointing out some boys, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys right here, it was
those.
Okay. And if you're pointing out, say, a tree a way off, you might say, well, it's not right here, it's
there.
Okay. If you're showing somebody how to do something, you might tell them, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Sure. Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Just complete this sentence. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life's hard on a man.
Life's hard on a man who's poor.
Okay. And what would you call a lot of fruit trees growing together? That would be
orchard.
Okay. And complete this sentence too. If I'm looking at an orchard, somebody comes up and asks me if that's mine, I might say, well, no, I'm just a neighbor. Now the fellow next door, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
Okay. And complete this sentence too. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who was even more poor.
Okay.
Or who was even?
Let me do that.
Okay.
When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who was rich. Is that what you want?
Okay. All right. Okay. Some fruits and nuts. Do you have a name for the inside part of the cherry that you might break a tooth on?
The seed.
Okay.
Pit.
All right. What about a peach?
Seed.
Do you have a name for different kinds of peaches according to whether the flesh of the peach is very tight against the seed or whether if you cut into it, it would fall out easily?
Freestone peach.
What about the plant that's tight against the seed?
I don't know.
Okay, have you ever heard clinkstone or press peach?
No.
Something like that? Okay.